Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
For many of us, David Bowie was one of the most important, if not the most important, figures in popular music. And for many of my guests, they reference him, whether they've been intimate with him, whether they've heard his music and it's changed their life, whether they've seen him live and that had an impact on them, or whether they were fans like me, like many of you. I've got a collection of five artists talking about David Bowie and what he meant to them.
He was a support act, if I remember rightly, and I can't remember who he was supporting. At the end of the evening, I'm at the back of the Marquee Club, brushing my hair, my waist-length hair with a few peroxide streaks in it, because I didn't know how else to get these blonde streaks. And Bowie came up and took the brush out of my hand and carried on brushing and whispered into my ear, "Can I come home with you tonight?" I remember thinking, well, how am I going to introduce him in the morning? And of course, I did introduce him in the morning after we'd spent our first night in a single bed together. But next, my drum kit were there. My drum kit was there and I had my guitars. I already started to collect musical instruments. Bowie and I used to discuss music, you know, songwriting. He listened to my songs. I listened to his songs.
Now, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Dana Gillespie, of course, has a very interesting perspective on Bowie. Not only did she have an intimate relationship with him, she also met his parents.
It was cold because his parents didn't really speak. They obviously didn't know what to say to me and what on earth was David doing with this young girl, although he was young. And at the same time, Terry, the half-brother of David, was in the mental home, and then I think he committed suicide. You know, there's all sort of dark things, and I can make conversation, I can get blood from a stone, but in this case, I found it very difficult to talk to them. And the moment they had gone out, probably to see Terry in the home, David said to me, "Whatever it takes, I am gonna get out of here." But one time he did call me up and he said, "Listen, I'm just around the corner. I've just written a song half an hour ago. I really think this, you should hear it." And I had a boyfriend then called Gerard Mankovich, who's quite a famous rock photographer. And Gerard and I were there, and David came over and played us Space Oddity.
Bolan was John the Baptist to Bowie's Jesus Christ. When Mark Bolan came along, I was 16. And for the first time in my life, I idolized someone. And then a year or two later, sadly and reluctantly, I realized David had usurped Mark in my affections. Mark had released this album. He'd released Tanks. And we both realized he had lost. He'd lost his magic touch. My friend Paul had lent me David Bowie live in Santa Monica, a bootleg, not even Ziggy Stardust. He'd give me the bootleg of which was Ziggy Stardust and sort of all stuff from the old days, when Bowie doing his old stuff, but now through "When All the World Was Very Young, Mountain Magic Heavy Hung, Strange Games I Would Play Then." When it turned into Ziggy Stardust, I don't know how anyone could have resisted that. It was the absolute best on every level, the best songs, the best playing, the best looking guys. My mother would come home and go, "Stephen, you've been in my makeup again. I told you, don't put the pond screen there." when I was 19, I dyed my hair bright red. My mother helped me do it. My father came home, sat down at the table, and he had like cognitive dissonance. He looked at it. He looked at my hair, and his eyes refused to tell his brain what was going on. He looked at it and went, "What's for dinner, darling?" And he just couldn't dig it.
Steve Kilby's story reminds me of my teenage years. In 1972, I had a Ziggy Stardust haircut. Of course, I had sort of an orange hue to my hair. I was really proud of it. On the Monday morning, after getting my hair cut on a Saturday, got on the bus to go to school, and at the next village, school children from another school would get on the bus, and one of them saw me, and he pointed, and I was awaiting that message that I looked like David Bowie or I looked like Ziggy Stardust, and he stared at me, and he shouted out, "Look, it's Linda McCartney," and I was mortified. In a second, with Robin Scott from M, but don't forget, please subscribe.
We were performing around the folk circuit, the clubs. There was a club that was in Soho in London, which I think it was called Les Cousins. On the bill that night, I was on the bill, he was, and Ralph McTell. At that time, he was covering songs, and he covered a song by the Bee Gees.
Robin makes a really interesting point, because Bowie's breakthrough hit, Space Oddity, was not only inspired, of course, by the film 2001, A Space Odyssey, it was also inspired by the music of the Bee Gees. Okay, here's Robin. Don't forget, subscribe.
At the end of the evening, he said that he was starting a club in South London. It was described as an arts laboratory. This was in Beckenham, South London. He asked me if I'd like to come down and join him. David was there for a lot of the time, but then he started taking his small PA and touring as well. And he was just beginning to get traction on...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how get 30, how get 20, 20, 20, how get 20, 20, how get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
His music of that period, we kept crossing paths. And when he rang up, I was working in Montreux at Queen's Studio and said, "Can I come down?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So it was that sense of feedback from people, I suppose, where there's a kind of mutual sort of respect. That's really nice.
Marcella Detroit from Shakespeare's Sister has a totally other perspective.
It was an honor, and it was with Julia that I ended up that we ended up opening for Bowie. I have never seen a better performer, I don't think, than Bowie. There's only been a few other performers. He could just stand there and be so commanding no matter what he does. His complete commitment to what he did and what he was doing as an artist was quite astounding. Just that commitment and that connection to the music, to what they were doing, that is so important, and it just transports you to another place. You go on a journey with them.
As a Bowie fan, my friend Sandy and I used to, we found out that he rented a townhouse on 20th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. We found out which one it was, or she found out, And we used to sit on his front steps waiting for him to come home from work. We thought he would come home at 5 o'clock and he'd have to step over us to go into his house. And we sat there for, we would take the subway into Manhattan and sit there for like weeks on, you know, days. And you want, not today, let's go tomorrow. And of course we never met Bowie.
Man Parrish's childhood dream was about to come true when he met Cherry Vanilla. Now, Cherry Vanilla was one of the actresses for Andy Warhol, and she became a publicist for Bowie.
One day, Cherry said, Angie Bowie called me down the block and wants to know if you want to go to the circus. And I thought I'd take you as a thank you because she couldn't pay me. And I said, sure. We went to Bowie's house. And I was like, oh my God, I've got a David Bowie's house, you know? I went up to the second floor, which is their living room. I snooped around. I looked under ashtrays. I went to the third room. I opened up their underwear drawer, looking, peeling through the underwear. I'm looking through their nightstand. I go to the bathroom. I'm in the medicine cabinet, checking the medicines. And I go up to the top floor. David wasn't there. And I thought, well, this is going to be Starman. I'm going to see the parabolic, you know, the chamber that he lives in and, you know, the teleporter. And I thought it would be all chrome and glass, maybe with a dry ice machine on the floor constantly running, kind of visual in my head. And I get up there and it was like dream catchers and woven Navajo blankets. And I was like, what the hell is this?
But when Manny finally got to the circus club, he met Bowie.
Suddenly we hear screaming in this small little, very small, maybe double the size of somebody's living room club. And, oh my God! And she said, he's here, go out and, you know, like guide him back there. And I look and it's David Bowie. And I don't know if you remember, there was a beautiful black woman with white hair called Ava Cherry, who appeared on the 1984 floor. She was with him and this quite handsome, you know, a black man, and they went in, and I'm standing guard. I'm you know, tough, and I'm the security guard, and I'm standing at the door because David Bowie's in there. He said, it's too hot, it's too crazy, it's too tight. I'm at Electric Lady Studios, which is the studio that Jimi Hendrix put together in New York on 8th Street, which was right around the block. Why don't you pack up? We're going to go back to the studio. We'd love you to come. David said, do you want to hear my new track? And we were like, yeah, sure. He says, this guy over here, and he pointed to a handsome black guy, and he said, this guy, his name is Luther Vandross, and he's a background singer, but he's going to be somebody someday. And he pushed up a couple of faders. He said, it's a rough mix. Don't judge it by then, but it'll be great. Hits play, and it was Young American.
I'll leave the final word to Dana Gillespie, who knew Bowie in those early heady days.
When David put his arm round Ronno, on television, never before seen, you know, all these people that were ready to come out of the closet, open those doors and out they came. He was a game changer. He will be remembered, you know, hundreds of years from now, I'm sure.
Up there is an interview I recommend. Down there is where you can find all the podcast interviews. And here is where you can connect.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.